Commission says in Daf Tesam and Aleph, the Machloikas B'Sham and B'Sil, if you could be Melech a Sulam, Yishayvach L'Shayvach or not. B'Sham say that you cannot, and B'Sil say that you could. And the Gemara says it's Machloikas B'Shusar Rabban, because B'Shusar Rabban there's a Shaila Meir sign. B'Sham are concerned that if we see you moving the ladder, people are going to think that it's Latiach Gaga, using it to go plaster your roof, and therefore they answer it. B'Sil are not concerned. They say Shevchel Mechiachalav, we're not afraid that people are going to think that. That's when they have the machlekes. If it's in Rosh Hashanah, everyone agrees it's mutter because there's no problem in Ma'aseh, there's nobody around in Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you can be Melech your Sula Mishavach L'Shavach. And then, in fact, the Gemara Kasha, Eini V'Amar Bira Marav, Kolmalkim Shasim Chachamim B'nei Ma'aseh Ayin Afilu Mechanik Hadar Maser. The Gemara says you can't say that because there's a famous statement of Yudah Marav that anytime Chachamim asked something because of Ma'aseh, it's Aser Afilu Mechanik Hadarim, even if you're in a room where no one could see you. It's still going to be Aser, and therefore it should be Aser even in Rosh Hashanah. And the Fidat, the Gemara says that you can't say this Hezber in the Machlekes. Now, on this din of Rabbi Yudah Marav, that anytime Chachamim asks something Mishum Marasayan, it's Aser Afilu Mechanech Hadarim, the Bereshava, and Shubas Bereshava asks a very stark Akasha. Yes, when the Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Samach, the Gemara is talking about the Isser of eating Dam, eating blood, human blood. And the Gemara says that really there's no Isser eating Dam of a human. And but there is a problem because of Ma'aseh Ayin. If we eat blood, people are not going to know it's human blood, and it's also because of Ma'aseh Ayin. So the Gemara says, if you have dam on a kikar, you take a bite out of a piece of bread, and now there's blood on it, you're not allowed to eat the blood on that piece of bread because people don't know that it came from you. They'll think it's dam behema. It's a problem of Ma'aseh Ayin, and therefore it's aser. But the Gemara says, but dam sheben shinov. If you have dam in your mouth, then it's mutter to swallow that blood, and that's not a problem. And why not? Zakt Rashi. It's mutter because the lake of the chazalei, because no one could see you. When the dam is inside your mouth, no one could see the dam, so there's no issue of ma'aseh ayin. It's only a problem when it's outside on the bread, then there's an issue of ma'aseh ayin. So, frakta be'er sheva, but how does this work out with Rabbi Yudah Marav? Yudah Marav says, anytime the chacham asks something, mivnei ma'aseh ayin, afilu b'chad b'chadam is aser. Even if you're deep inside your house in a room and no one could see you, it's aser. So it should be aser, even though the dam is in your mouth and no one could see it. What's the chilik between dam, which is in your mouth, and doing something b'chad b'chadar? That's the kasha of the Bereshav. Now the Shar Melech in Hilchos Yom Tov in Parakeh, he says a gemaldik yosayit to answer this kasha. It's based on a tesis. He wants to say that what's talking the pshat? Why is it when Chacham asked something mishum ma'aseh ayin, it's also filu b'chad b'chadar? Why should that be? L'char, there's no reason to ask it b'chad b'chadar. And he says that the pshat is it's a gzeira that we're afraid that even though you're in chad b'chadar or you're in Rosh Hashanah, but maybe you're going to walk out into Rosh Hashanah, not going to realize, and you're going to do it b'shus harabim, and then there will be an issue of ma'aseh ayin. So l'fi that, he says, it's only aser b'chad b'chadarim if by you walking out and going into b'shus harabim, now there will be an issue of ma'aseh ayin, now people will see it. But if you're doing something that even if you would be in b'shus harabim, no one would be able to see it, then there's no issue. So he says, mimel over here, when you have the dam sheben shinov, the dam in your mouth, doesn't make a difference where you are. You could be b'chad b'chadarim, you could be Rosh Hashanah, you have a built-in chad b'chadarim, it's in your mouth, no one could see it. So even if you went out to Rosh Hashanah, there's no issue with Ma'aseh Ayin, and therefore over there would be mutter, mashenken by Lamashal and the Gemara over here, by the Shevach, it would be aser b'chad b'chadarim and Rosh Hashanah, because if you would walk out to Rosh Hashanah, there would be an issue of Ma'aseh Ayin. So that's how the Shar Melech answers the kasha of the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva, who doesn't answer this, L'chaira, understands differently this din of why they asked him afilu b'chad b'chadarim. It's not a gzera, they might go outside, but it's be'etzem, and the ikatakana, chacham made a loy plug, and they said when we ask it something because of Ma'aseh Ayin, we ask it across the board, we ask it everywhere, we're not going to start being mechalek over here, it's mutter, over here, it's aser. So they asked it everywhere, and Mimela, he held that it should be a problem even with the dam within your mouth. So it comes out a very sadistic machlekes between the Shar Melech and the Be'er Sheva. What's the pshat? Why is something which is aser mishum Ma'aseh Ayin aser afilu b'chad b'chadarim? The Shar Melech, it's because we're afraid you're going to go out to Rosh Hashanah, and then it will become an issue of Ma'aseh Ayin. The Fidei Be'er Sheva, it's because the Ikar Takana, they made a loy plug and they asked it everything, and nafkamina would be, if you have something like Dam Shebefiv, would that be a problem in Ma'aseh Ayin? Because even when you walk out, you're going to still have the Chad B'chadarim, and there won't be any Ma'aseh Ayin.